1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, winter's back.
Yes, it is. We're expecting temperatures to stay about as warm as they are right now. We'll drop through the day, stay windy, but mostly sunny.
All right. New limits on early voting approved by the Wisconsin Senate this morning. The vote was 17-16 in favor of a Republican plan to end night and weekend hours for in-person absentee voting in the 2 weeks before an election. Republicans, like the bill's author, Glenn Grothman of West Bend, said most Wisconsin communities just don't have the workers to handle those voting hours, and uniform policies, he said, are needed statewide.
They want to nip this in the bud before too many other cities get on board, and as I understand, they're already doing it in Madison.
Sheboygan City Clerk Sue Richards, meanwhile, says that won't be impacting voting in the city of Sheboygan since they have not done night and weekend hours in the past anyway.
We've tried a couple of times during presidential years, but, you know, we might get one or two people and it wasn't worth staying open for 4 or 5 hours on a Saturday to do that, so we just stopped doing it.
Rusty?
In other news, a Wisconsin group says the mayor of Green Bay has no business inviting Pope Francis to his area. Madison's Freedom from Religion Foundation has told Jim Schmidt that his recent invitation to the pontiff is, quote, grossly inappropriate. The group that advocates the separation of church and state reminds Schmidt that he serves all of Green Bay's 100,000-plus residents, and that includes atheists. Schmidt says the protest will not deter him from pursuing a papal visit.
Well, the long, cold winter has apparently put a crimp in Wisconsin's maple syrup season. Producers say they need a few mild days to get that sap flowing. It's only been above 40 degrees in much of the state for only 2 days this year, Monday and yesterday. But producers say they're going to haul their buckets back to the woods as soon as it warms up again. Temperatures expected to be in a roller coaster mode the next week, with above freezing temperatures forecast for Friday, and then not again until Tuesday.
A warning from Sheboygan police in the wake of a string of burglaries which appear to be related. Captain Steve Cobb said police are investigating 5 burglaries, four involving area churches that have occurred since early November. He said the most recent one occurred yesterday to the professional building in the 1400th block of North 8th Street. All were forced entries targeting church collections and petty cash. Cobb is urging churches and businesses not to keep cash in their buildings overnight or keep it in a secure location. And he says use exterior lighting and remove snow piles, shrubs, and other obstructions to allow clear sight of the building from the street.
Well, at least 2 people are dead, more than a dozen injured after an explosion in a building in the East Harlem neighborhood of New York City this morning. Tanya J. Powers is on the scene now.
Here in East Harlem, a lot of people are telling me the same things, that they heard the explosion, and not only did they hear it, they felt it, some even blocks away. One man I just spoke with said he lives in a building right next door to the building that blew up and collapsed. He told me that he heard it and saw the thing from his kitchen window. There was smoke even inside his building. He was not evacuated but did leave for safety. There are still helicopters and lots of emergency personnel here as they try and get some answers here in East Harlem. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
Despite a possible reduction in its military work, Marinette Marine says it will soon hire 200 new people. The firm says it needs to cover a shipbuilding backlog that stretches out to 2018, so new workers will be hired over the next 6 months to join the current 2,000-member workforce that is mainly working on Navy ships. The shipyard has completed 2 littoral combat ships, and construction has started on 4 others. This work continues as a federal budget proposal has been made to cut the numbers of these ships for the Navy. Congress must still take up the proposed cuts, and Wisconsin lawmakers say they won't go down without a fight.
Well, President Obama meeting with Ukraine's new prime minister at the White House today. The White House says that the prime minister's visit will highlight the strong support of the U.S. for the people of the Ukraine. Russian troops were recently deployed to the Ukrainian region, prompting threats of international sanctions against Russia.
Another day of desperate searching has failed to turn up any sign of the missing Malaysian airliner. Flight 370 vanished from radar on Saturday while en route to Beijing from Kuala Lumpur. At least 3 Americans were on the flight. International authorities said yesterday that terrorism appears unlikely.
A Sheboygan man who was on the run for nearly 4 months is back in the county jail. Authorities said 42-year-old Dexter Love was on electronic monitoring last November when he failed to return to the detention center. Jail staff determined through that bracelet he was at an address where he wasn't supposed to be. As officers arrived, he ran from the home. Love was then tracked by the bracelet to several other locations in the city of Sheboygan, last of which was a dumpster in the 1700 block of Indiana Avenue where he had cut off the bracelet. Love was arrested on other charges last month and today formally charged with escape. He's facing up to 6 years in prison if convicted.
The school day could become longer and the school year could become shorter under a bill approved by the state Senate yesterday. We get more from Larry Lee.
It was a unanimous voice vote for a bill supported by both educators and elected officials. If it becomes law, it would give schools the flexibility to adjust their school year's start and end dates. They could also save money if districts choose to have fewer days in school because of heat and transportation savings. The same bill would also allow the Department of Public Instruction to reimburse school districts for educational periods that are not in traditional and summer school calendars. The bill would give local districts more control. It's been sent to the Assembly for their consideration. Larry Lee, WHBL News.
How about that forecast, Rusty?
At least we got the sun today. Windy but cold. Temperatures around 20, dropping to near zero tonight.
Currently we are at 20 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.